Yeah, the Isley Brothers. Living for the Love of You. And dedicating that to my dear bride, Deirdre Michelle Collier Grant. I don't know how she does it. Lynn Slonica's in the house. Lynn Slonica walked in and said, this your anniversary? Somebody married you?
I know. Happy anniversary.
And yeah, what a strange day to have an anniversary, but 9/11 happened after our 9/11. Our 9/11 happened first.
Yeah.
So
it's like my niece born on Pearl Harbor Day.
December
7th.
Right. Those things. I was in Manhattan at the post office getting ready to come back in because I wanted to celebrate my anniversary.
Yeah.
And from our apartment in Brooklyn, you could see the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a happy anniversary.
Yeah, we were living in Connecticut. We had been there for the summer, and we're just my husband was working in the city, and he was downtown when it happened, and took him the better part of the day to get out of there.
It was quite a mess. Thereafter, we wound up replacing a number of post offices. The Church Street post office was completely gone.
Oh, that's right.
It's right,
yeah.
Below the the World Trade Center. So we had, it's one of those things that you remember, and you remember because of it, but you remember it with sorrow.
Yeah.
And anyway.
Well, on a up note, I did want to acknowledge that the pledge drive. I thought we should talk about that briefly before we start.
The pledge drive.
The pledge drive. But also to say, mostly thank you wise. We had we had a couple of very generous donations this morning. I think you acknowledged one of them.
That's right.
From Anonymous,
and doing it in honor and appreciation of the Kinderhook Farm, which is a gorgeous place, and they have donated $1,500 to that.
Yes, and we also have Josh Reibel from Brooklyn, a brother of the esteemed Noah Reibel, our colleague here. He's gifted us $3,000.
All right.
Which is really, really very, very generous and a tremendous act of faith, I'd like to say. It's a confidence booster. It really makes you feel good.
Knowing it certainly does.
Yeah. And we're hoping that doesn't mean everyone is or should be giving at that level. We're looking for people across the spectrum.
That's correct.
And keep it coming, because we are in dire need. We're this time of the year is always traditionally a low cash point for us, but this year is especially difficult. We are actually running in the red at the moment, and need to pull out of that pretty quick. The pledge drive so far has been quite affirming and a great event so far. So keep it coming.
Keep it coming. You know where you can reach us at 518-828-0290. Or you can also go to wgxc.org/donate. And you can become a member for $25. Or you can become a sustaining member. Being a sustaining member means that you tell us a certain amount that you'd like us to take out of your checking account on a monthly basis, and it could be as low as $5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't feel it that much, and we'll know that your $5 is coming in every month, and your neighbors, and all of those $5 a month will help us stay on the here at WGXC, bringing you local community information and news. The kind of news that I don't think you're going to get anywhere else.
That's right. And I think we are, as much as we are aware of national and international politics, our specialty is local.
That is correct.
And that's what we love. And of course, they say all politics are local.
That's right. For us, it is all about being local and all about telling you what's going on in this community. These are things that you would not hear anywhere else. My good friend Lynn Sloniker and the chief cook and bottle washer of the station, the boss, is keeps us on top of Board of Education news in a way that is entirely different from any other way you would not get on, especially for Greene and Columbia counties. And so this has become a station to listen to. She has become she's already been blogging for quite some time, but she's become the voice to listen to on matters of education. And on Tuesday mornings, she comes in here and you give us the 411.
Well, I do my best. and this is the time of the year, you know, everybody's back. Last week was the first day of school. Depending on where you were, it was either Wednesday or Thursday. In Hudson, it was Thursday. A bunch of groggy kids walking around, not used to that early morning schedule. It'll take a little while. I know my son, who is a senior this year, it was a struggle to get back to that, you know, having to get to bed and get up early in the morning.
Yes, it's time.
Yeah, it is that time. But I attended the Hudson board meeting for a little while last night. I didn't stay for the whole thing. There was a lot of discussion about the first day of school. Of course, there is a new superintendent in the district, Maria Suttmeyer, and there's great emphasis on change. Now a very politically charged word, but change and about expectations. There is at least an attempt in the district, because this was brought to their attention last year by a state review committee, that expectations for students are very low, if not totally non-existent. So they're trying to talk about it, and by talking about it, raise consciousness. And so that was in part of each one of the four building administrators' reports last night. The other thing that came up, very interesting, the new teacher evaluation system.
I was going to ask you about that.
Each one of the administrators expressed some level of concern. That was at the front of the teachers' minds as they started the school year. They don't really know what to expect, because, as far as I know, they have negotiated some sort of an agreement with the teachers' union over the makeup of this evaluation system in Hudson, but it has not been ratified by the membership, and it hasn't been made public. So I'm not really quite sure what they're up to there, but they are moving forward. Hopefully that will be taken care of soon, so that at least the people in the classroom will know what's ahead for the year. But, yeah, I guess teachers are pretty nervous about having to take tests.
That's part of all of the big conflict going on in Chicago right now, isn't it?
That's right. That's a part of the whole thing. Yeah, it's interesting. Democracy Now! Is doing a great job covering that strike. You're not hearing or seeing much of that in the national news, at least not in any depth.
No, certainly not. And they actually covered it on Al Jazeera English also.
Yes, absolutely.
Which reminds me.
That's right, 11 o'clock.
WGXE brings you Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! And Pacifica Radio's Al Jazeera English on a daily basis. And I do not think there is another public radio station within Radio Wave that brings those two shows to you in the morning. And I know we have a lot of Democracy Now! Fans.
Well, that's true.
That I know, because anytime I screw up the board and don't get it on,
you get calls.
I get phone calls.
I know. Well, no, I think a lot of people, the last 2 weeks, as much as we missed our extra hours of fill, it was great to have an extended Democracy Now! For both of the conventions. That was a way for a lot of people to keep up to date, but not have to spend their evenings in front of the TV watching endless speeches. They did a great job of covering more than what was going on in the convention hall. They talked about it on an issue-based, with an issue-based focus, and that was That was really good.
Yeah, and they covered things that that you did not hear in the, on the major market corporate news.
That's right.
They covered the parties and the PACs and all that stuff that was going on in the background.
Exactly.
It made me nauseous.
Well, I think it is worth saying. I don't know of any other station around here that does Al Jazeera English. You probably have to go into the city to find that kind of broadcast. So between the two, we have everybody covered. And then there's free speech radio news in the evening.
Free speech radio news?
Yeah, so we're News Central here.
All of you fans of free speech radio news, Al Jazeera English and Democracy Now!, get on that phone. Dial.
Well, it isn't, you know, when people call, we often ask, what do you like about the station and what programs do you listen to?
All right.
And those two rank very, very high.
I hope they would. I would hope they would.
So, but as far as school stuff, back to that, we got a little diverted, but that's okay. That was the major thing. The other thing that was kind of interesting, because I know Paul went through some school news yesterday, so I don't want to be redundant. Mm-hmm. But one of the things he mentioned was the closure of the Academy of Christian Leadership.
Yeah.
That school in Columbia County, that it announced its closure last week.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very last minute. Apparently, there were 30 children were enrolled. It's a grade 5 through 12 school that was founded back in 2003. Actually, when they started, it was a 7 through 12. And it provides an alternative educational experience for a lot of kids.
Now, is that the school where some of their people sell the goodies outside of Walmart?
I think that is the
school. That is
thing.
The school.
Yeah.
Oh,
they used to come up and down Warren Street too with their on Fridays.
I've seen them outside of Walmart. Well, what a shame.
Yeah, so they say that it's going to be a year hiatus. They do want to reopen, but I mention it within the context of Hudson because the school closed, I think, Thursday or earlier in the week, and Hudson opened Thursday, and on Friday they 12 children from young people from the academy were registered in Hudson.
Wow.
So, and I know in years past, between that and St. Patrick's, a lot of the kids who were suspended and or expelled from Hudson, that's where they would go.
Uh-huh.
So they no longer have that alternative. So
something to think about. Very disappointing.
So we'll watch that. Hopefully, and they supposedly they are looking for another location further south in the county because they are serving more students in Columbia County than they were in Rensselaer when they started.
So. Well, I wish them well.
Yeah, and I think Paul also touched on the new designations that were released by State Ed last week. We have three districts in both Columbia and Greene counties that are focus districts, meaning mm-hmm. that you know they need a special focus to improve their performance. Those districts were Catskill, Caro-Durham, and Hudson. And there was also another list released of the reward schools, meaning schools that are demonstrating high achievement, and they're narrowing the achievement gaps among their students. And that was one school in the two counties made that list was Wyndham Ashland Jewett. So, which is quite a
not bad.
Yeah, quite a nice thing given what those kids and their families have been through in the past year with the flooding following Irene. So, hats off to them and to that school.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And just a couple of interesting sort of housekeeping issues or business side issues in Hudson. Two buildings are up for sale, Greenport and Claverick. We've talked about that before. Claverick is right in the center of the village, as it were, of Claverick. That used to be the administrative offices. And then we have the former Greenport School, which is which used to be the 3-4 school out on, it's actually Route 66. They've been on the market now for quite a while, and they seem to be narrowing in on, in the Greenport case, it's a buyer. I think it's a like an office space developer.
Mm-hmm.
Claverick's a little more interesting because they, the town of Claverick wants to buy it, but at the same time, the county is looking at it to rent as its temporary courthouse while the renovations in Hudson are going on. And that would be, they'd be renting it for about 18 months at the rate of $10,000 per month. But I, apparently St. Mary's old school here in Hudson is on the list as well. And I'm wondering, you know, I think, you know, there are pros and cons to both.
Yeah.
At least out in Claverick, they'd have more parking. I think St. Mary's might be problematic as far as the parking goes. But I think that that decision is expected to be made in the next week or so, because that renovation is supposed to start in September.
All right, that would be interesting, because the empty building parade continues.
Absolutely, yeah. So they would hold on to it long enough. I guess the question now is, do they sell it to Claverick and then let Claverick rent it to the county?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they hold on to it, rent it, and then eventually sell it to Claverick?
This is one of those things that's going to go on and on and on, like the library?
Well, let's hope not.
Okay.
this is the positive thing. There may be a lot of things to deal with on that building, but it has a beautiful roof. It has a beautiful brand new roof.
There we go.
So all those judges will be nice and dry.
At the rate I'm going, I'll be going in front of some of them, so I want them to be happy.
Yeah. So I think that those are the highlights for today.
All right. Lynn Slonica, as usual, bringing us up to date on those things. And now we're getting into the school year. So things are going to heat up. We've got, the elections aren't until spring.
No, we've got a November, for school.
For school.
Yes.
Yeah, the school board stuff is coming up. And yep. I think between Justin and I, we have maybe devised a way of putting together news on the sports programs out of the high schools.
Oh, well, you know what? There is actually, there was some hint of it last night. There's some sort of intrigue with the girls' volleyball team in Hudson. Or no, wait, soccer.
Soccer,
excuse me. There's some problem there because it's so popular, they have so many girls interested, so they did tryouts. And where the controversy lies is that there were girls who previously were on varsity have been bumped down to junior varsity. And what makes it even more interesting and more, you know, Hudson-like
mm-hmm.
is that people are questioning why they would hire a coach that has no experience in soccer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so maybe Justin needs to look into that.
To be continued.
And can I just say two more thank yous before we go?
Okay.
To KJ Gray for coming in here last night and doing the outstanding job and thankless task of cleaning our studio and putting the garbage out.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you 100,000 times.
Yes, and to our coffee fairy from this morning, who brought in a huge urn of coffee so that we can all stay awake and answer the phone.
I'll thank that in about a minute.
Okay. That's it. I promise.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Lynn Slonica here, bringing us up to date, giving us the kind of information we need here at WGXE, and the kind of information that you need. As the school year goes on, you will find the information that we can get from Lynn